Mound Tariff erupts again. That was the headline from the Wall Street Journal's editorial board, Mound Tariff being President Trump.
I happen to think that tariffs for our country are very powerful. You know,
we'll face tariffs and taxes.
We're collecting billions and billions of tariffs.
I'm defending America's national security by placing tariffs on foreign imports of steel and aluminum.
This time, President Trump is threatening tariffs on Argentina, Brazil, and France. Joining me now is the world's Jason Margolis, who follows the president's trade policies. What exactly is the new tariff threat here, Jason?
So President Trump is imposing tariffs on steel and aluminum shipped to the U.S. from Argentina and Brazil. And then separately, he's threatening up to 100% tariffs on French wines, cheese, handbags, and a bunch of other items from France.
Why is Trump talking about new tariffs right now?
Well, with regards to the South American countries, he says Argentina and Brazil are devaluing their currencies to get a leg up. So if their currencies are weaker, their products are cheaper for the rest of the world. And those two currencies have fallen, but they've fallen because the economies in Brazil and Argentina have been struggling. Trump also doesn't like the fact that Argentina and Brazil are now selling more pork and soybeans to China, but they're selling more goods to China because of the trade war between the U.S. and China, so their pork and soybeans are cheaper than American pork and soybeans. With France, the tariffs are a response to a tax on American tech companies like Facebook and Google. France says it can't capture revenue from American companies that sell or advertise online in France. And Trump says if they tax us, we'll tax them.
So let me get this straight. Trump put tariffs on China, and now Brazil and Argentina are doing business with China. Did Trump kind of walk himself into this problem?
If you ask him, he'd say no. But a lot of economists would say, yes, this is his own doing.
Why do you think the president is so focused on tariffs in general? I mean, it's really a tool in his toolbox.
Well, the president has been focused on tariffs really since the 1980s when he was attacking Japan, back when he was a businessman making the rounds on all the popular daytime talk shows. And he sees tariffs as an effective tool. He famously said early in his presidency, "Where are my tariffs? Bring me my tariffs," when his advisors were not providing him with enough options quickly enough. I spoke today with economist Lee Brandstetter at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. He focuses on trade issues. And I asked him about why President Trump has been so focused on tariffs, and this is what he told me.
The general obsession of the Trump administration with tariffs, with protectionism, with moving away from free and open flows of goods, services, and capital, this seems to be a core part of Trump's worldview. And it's extremely problematic in a global economy where supply chains are global and U.S. industries are very much integrated with industries around the world.
Jason, when Brandstetter said this view is extremely problematic, I mean, where could it lead?
Well, it could lead to a race to the bottom. More than 1,000 economists sent a letter to President Trump last year stating that his views could repeat errors made in the 1930s. The United States imposed wide-ranging tariffs back then. The rest of the world retaliated, and this helped prolong the Great Depression. And the data shows that Trump's tariff policies are not working. In fact, they're having the opposite desired effect. Metal manufacturing jobs are down. Manufacturing is off. Farmers in the U.S. are struggling to get by. Farm foreclosures are way up. Businesses can't operate in this uncertainty. But who does it appeal to? It appeals to his base, who likes that Trump is standing up for the United States and acting tough.
So who exactly is advising Trump? And are they telling him, just focus on the Dow Jones, you don't have to worry about manufacturing and all that other stuff?
Right. So President Trump's main trade advisor right now is an economist named Peter Navarro. And Bob Woodward wrote in his book, Fear, that nearly all economists disagreed with Trump, but he found an academic economist who hated free trade as much as he did. I asked Lee Brandstetter what he thought of Navarro.
Peter Navarro's views are really very, very different from the research mainstream. There's really nothing in his recent writing on trade that really connects to science or research. He is really off on his own wavelength.
So I just should add that Gary Cohn, who was the president's chief economic advisor, who left last year, he said 99.9999% of economists agreed with him that tariffs are a bad idea, which is basically true. But Trump went with Navarro.
Wow. back to the news, Jason, are these just threats against Argentina and Brazil, or is Trump going to do it?
Well, President Trump certainly has made empty threats about tariffs before, and it could be his way of getting leverage. But then again, he doesn't like to appear being weak. I guess nobody really knows where all of this is heading.
The World's Jason Margolis, thank you.
You're welcome.